This is Kinda Murdery Insomniac. Stories to stay awake by. Good evening, Insomniacs, and welcome to Kinda Murdery Insomniac. Stories to stay awake by. I'm your host, Zevin Odelberg. Thank you for deciding to be here. First of all, I just want to say to all of you, my dear Legion of the Bloodshot Eye, that I know it's been a while, and that I've missed you. And I appreciate you joining me tonight. This will be a different kind of Kinda Murdery Insomniac. Instead of exploring the depths of human depravity, we're going to veer into the strange and paranormal, with a very heavy sprinkling of questionable human behavior. This is a story, as I teased last week, that I'm calling Can't Find Bigfoot? Stop hunting for him. Just ask him to come to you. I found this remarkable tale of Bigfoot in the 1970s in the Times Standard, a newspaper out of Eureka, California, and an article published on Sunday, September 29th, 1974, entitled ESP Hunters Pay to Track Bigfoot. That's right. Their plan is to find Bigfoot by communicating mind to mind. And they have some particularly odd ideas about the best way to mask human scent. This insomniac thinks that their solution to the smell of humans would raise more questions than it answers in the mind of an apparently telepathic Bigfoot. Here we go. Intrepid hunters with shoes soaked in household ammonia will try to find the legendary Bigfoot by reading his mind. And these novice ESP hunters will pay $750 for the privilege. These efforts are spurred by what is said to be the first ever photograph of the beast's face, taken on July 1973, high in the Alaskan Arctic. This is all part of a package deal offered by the Bigfoot Experience, run by Tom Biscardi, 25, of San Jose, and the Safe Space Foundation. The hunt will be no bed of roses. The ESP hunters won't be allowed to use soap, deodorant, shaving lotion, or to brush their teeth. On their shoes will be cotton, soaked in household ammonia, to disguise human smells. As to why these people believed that the stench of chemical ammonia would be less alarming to Bigfoot than deodorant or toothpaste, well, this insomniac has no idea. In a classified section of the San Francisco newspapers, it says, Bigfoot anthropological expeditions need expedition members. No experience necessary. World authority will lead, not a hunting party. Safe Space is an organization with two additional major projects underway. Creation of the world's largest trimaran and an island kingdom off the coast of Honduras. Our business is creating dreams, says director Bob Miles, 32 years old. Biscardi, one of the expedition leaders, is a fast-talking Bigfoot impresario who has linked up with animal tracker Ivan Marks, 52, of Burney, California. Now, Marks was accused of hoaxing Bigfoot tracks 3 years before the publication of this article in 1971, and he will not say much publicly about his obsession with finding the beast, except perhaps that his intentions seem violent, says Marks. I just want to lie that thing down in my truck and drive it into town and stick it in their faces and make them recognize that I got it, he told a reporter. The ad for the ESP Bigfoot expedition drew 11 people one evening to an introductory session. The trail looks pretty hot, Miles told prospective ESP hunters. He laid out the program. There will be a qualification period to get to go. It's included in the package. We must learn to communicate with each other before we can communicate with Bigfoot, he said. The ESP training will be done at Safe Space facilities during a 2-week period. It includes 4 steps. First, learning to focus your thoughts. Secondly, separating from your thoughts. Third, focusing for 10 minutes on just one thought, and fourth, practicing vacancy of the mind, making you a perfect receiver. A lot of people have looked for Bigfoot and they've never been able to find him. Our technique is to politely ask him to come to us, Miles said. Biscardi passed around a photograph, a headshot of a hairy creature with marble red eyes, no discernible nose, and streaks of gray through brownish-black fur. The picture was taken by one of our trackers with a telephoto lens, Biscardi said. A telephone call to Marks extracted a slightly different story.
That came out of the north, he said. The guy that gave me that is half Eskimo. If they offend Bigfoot in any way, they gotta pay the consequences. In the Arctic, he's not a new thing. He's a legend of the past. The picture was made in July 1973 by the man who is also the bush pilot.
I can't tell you his name, Mark said.
What about the ESP hunters? We asked him.
Well, that's Tom's side. We'll see what they can come up with.
Marks will lead the ESP hunters, shepherded 300 miles north from San Francisco by Biscardi and Miles through a maze of lava tubes in and around Lassen National Park. It is here, said Marks, that numerous signs of Bigfoot have been found. Biscardi laid down the rules to his prospective hunters.
There will be no toothpaste, no cologne, no soap during the expedition. We'll put ammonia in cotton on our shoes so it smells like cougar urine.
The wild animals are friends of Bigfoot, and we must erase human smells in order to get close enough to contact him. The plan, said Biscardi, is to follow the migratory route of the creature with a series of ESP operations, starting with the lava tubes on the high Arctic. Last time I checked, the lava tubes of Mount Lassen National Park are nowhere near the high Arctic. But apparently, if you've always longed to communicate telepathically with the legendary Bigfoot, the Sasquatch of Pacific Northwestern fame, all you need is an empty mind and a jug of Windex. I'm Zevin Odelberg, and this has been Kinda Murdery Insomniac. Stories to stay awake by. Good night.
Kinda Murdery Insomniac is created, researched, edited, produced, and hosted by Zevin Odelberg, with opening theme by Niall Madden and art by the Djinn of Lang. Available now on all podcasting platforms. If you like the show, please subscribe, review, and tell your friends. You can find us on social media at Kinda Murdery or email at kindamurdery@gmail.com.